بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بتوبيغو وترينيداد يسعدهم تقديم الشيخ حامد خميس الجنيدي حفظه الله من طلاب الشيخ عبيد الجبري حفظه الله في محاضرة بعنوان الحق لا يعرف بالرجال ولكن الرجال يعرفوا بالحق، وهذا في اليوم 16 من يونيو 2012 الموافق 26 من رجب 1433 هجري. موحدين Publications is pleased to announce a telelink with Sheikh Hamid Khamis al-Junaidi حفظه الله, who is a student of Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri حفظه الله. And the title of today's telelink is The Truth is Not Known by Men, but the Men Are Known by the Truth. And this is on the day of 16th of June 2012, 26th of Rajab 1433 هجري. شيخنا إن شاء الله هل ممكن تعطينا مجال الترجمة كل مقطع أو كل جملة كما تحب؟
إن شاء الله بإذن الله. إن شاء الله.
بارك الله فيكم يا شيخ. فليتفضل الشيخ مشكور مرحبا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا من لا إله إلا أنت، اللهم اجعل ما نقوله حجة لنا ولا تجعله حجة علينا، اللهم اجعله في رضاك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا من لا إله إلا أنت. وبعد، ففي هذه الليلة بحول الله سبحانه وتعالى نتحدث فيما يتيسر في هذا المقام عن مسألة مهمة، وهي فيما قدم به الأخ الفاضل في عنوان المحاضرة تحت اسمي الرجال أو الحق لا يعرف بالرجال ولكن الرجال يعرفون بالحق. نعم.
شيخ حامد خميس الجنيدي حفظه الله started by saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon our Prophet and Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family, his companions, all together. O Allah, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. And he continued the dua, another dua. O Allah, make it a proof for us, not a proof against us. O Allah, make this part of your pleasure with us, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. And thereafter, on tonight, in this night, that is Middle Eastern time, with the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be talking about what Allah makes easy for us in this meeting, in this important matter. And as we introduced the title earlier to you, under the name of the Sheikh, Sheikh Hamid Khamis Al-Junaidi Hafidhahullah, that the truth is not known by the men, but the men are known by the truth. Now.
أقول بداية إن الله تبارك وتعالى قد خلق العباد بمراد عظيم وغاية عظيمة لا يعلم قدرها ومكانتها إلا من نور الله بصيرته بنور الإيمان والسلامة من الأدران. وقد غرس سبحانه في نفوس عباده الفطرة السليمة في الحاجة والافتقار إلى رب يعبد ويلتجأ إليه. نعم.
I say in the beginning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have created the slaves for a mighty purpose, for a mighty objective. that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it and knows how much of importance it is. Or rather, only those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put light and insight in their hearts, the light of Iman, would know it. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleaned them out of all diseases. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted in their souls the correct disposition or the correct fitrah. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted in them the knowledge of them being in dire need to a Lord that must be worshipped and must be seeked after. Naam.
والرب سبحانه وتعالى يقضي الحوائج ويدفع الكروب والمصائب. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في بيان الفطرة التي فطر الناس عليها، قال سبحانه: فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا، فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها، لا تبديل لخلق الله، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. قال جابر بن زيد: الفطرة الإسلام. قال جابر: الفطرة الإسلام. نعم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى, He who fulfills the needs of the creation, and He who pushes away the calamities and the disasters away from His creation. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, in clarifying what His fitrah is, what His disposition or natural disposition is that He created the people upon, and He stated in the Quran what it means. So establish your face for the religion of Allah alone without any partners. That is the fitrah or the natural disposition of Allah that Allah have created the people upon. There's no changing for the creation of Allah. This is the straight religion, but the people, or the majority of the people, do not know. Jabir ibn Zayd, rahimahullah, said, Al-fitrah, or the natural disposition here, means Al-Islam. Naam.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى: إني خلقت عبادي حنفاء كلهم، إني خلقت عبادي حنفاء كلهم، وإنهم أتتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم عن دينهم، وإنهم أتتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم عن دينهم، أي خلقهم سبحانه وتعالى على الفطرة، وهي التوحيد لله تبارك وتعالى، فجاء شياطين الإنس والجن فحرفوهم عن تلك الفطرة التي خلق الله عباده عليها. نعم.
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the way of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, verily I've created my slaves worshipping me alone altogether. But the devils came to them and took them away from their religion, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them upon the natural disposition that is Islam, that is Tawheed. For only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or being upon monotheism for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the shayateen or the devils came from the shayateen of ins and jinn, from the shayateen, from the devils of mankind as well as all the creatures of fire, and deviated mankind from that natural disposition that Allah created His slave upon. Now.
فكان من إنعام الله تبارك وتعالى أقول فكان من إنعام الله تبارك وتعالى على عباده ورحمته بهم أن دلهم على سبيل الاستقامة على فطرة التوحيد وسلوك محجة الرضوان لله عز وجل. فكان مما حرفت به شياطين الإنس والجن خلقا كثيرا من عباد الله تعالى هو إبعادهم عن السبيل الصحيح الموصل إلى مرضاة الله تبارك وتعالى. نعم.
So was from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his slaves, and from his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he guided them to the path, to the straight path, upon the natural disposition of monotheism, upon the path and the mannerisms of proof and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was also from what the devils of mankind as well as the creatures of fire deviated mankind or many, many people from the slaves of Allah is to take him away from the straight path that will reach or will lead a person to the pleasure of Allah. Now.
ومما حرفت به الشياطين خلقا كثيرا من عباد الله تعالى ثلاث ضلالات عظيمات مفتريات أما الضلالة الأولى فهي صرف الناس عن نصوص الكتاب والسنة إلى الآراء والأهواء والعصبيات. نعم.
And from what the devils of mankind, as well as jinn, have deviated so many of the creation of Allah from the slaves of Allah, there are three main misguidances or three mighty misguidances that are nothing but lies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the first misguidance is to take away the people from the text of the book of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the opinions and desires and allegiances. Wal iyadu billah. Now.
وأما الضلالة الثانية فهي تعظيم الجهل في نفوس الخلق حتى صار عند كثير من الناس أمرا قد تطبعوا عليه. أقول أما الضلالة الثانية فهي تعظيم الجهل في نفوس الخلق حتى صار عند كثير من الناس أمرا قد تطبعوا عليه بل قد صار مقصودا لهم أن يكون فيهم هذا الجهل عياذا بالله.
Now, as to the second misguidance is to glorify ignorance in the souls of creation so much so that it became amongst the majority of the people an objective that they become part of the manners. Again, as the Sheikh said, as to the second misguidance is to glorify the ignorance in the souls of the people or amongst the people, so much so that the majority of the people became upon that mannerism. Not just that, but it became an objective for them that they must be upon that mannerism of ignorance. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Now.
يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. وهذا دليل على أن من كان أعمى يظن في نفسه شيئا من الهداية وذلك بسبب جهله بالحق، فإن من جهل شيئا عاداه وظن أن ما هو عليه من الجهل هو سبيل الهداية والرشاد والصلاح. نعم
شيخنا، أنا رحلني جملة هنا، وهذا دليل على أن من كان أعمى يظن في نفسه شهادة الهداية وذلك لسبب.
مرة أخرى أقول، طيب أعيد، الله يحفظك، أقول هذه الآية فيها دليل على أن من كان جاهلا بالحق، أن من كان جاهلا بالحق فإنه يعتقد أنه أن ما هو عليه هو الهداية وهو الصلاح، والهداية وهو الصلاح، وأن ما خالفه هو الضلال عياذا بالله.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran what it means. For those that know that what have been revealed from your Lord is the truth, are they the same as somebody who is blind? Verily, only those who have intellect will remember. For those that Allah have revealed to them the truth, are they the same as somebody who is blind? Verily, only those with intellect will remember. And this in itself is an indication. As the Sheikh said, this is a proof that whoever was a blind or whoever is blind thinking to himself that he's upon hidayah, he's upon guidance. And this is for the reason of, for the reason that he is thinking, wal'ayadu billah, that he's upon the path of guidance and those who are against him are on the path of misguidance. Again, this is a proof that whoever is ignorant of the truth, he believes that whatever he's upon is the guidance itself, is the rectification or salah. And whoever is against him is upon the misguidance, wal'ayadu billah. No.
وأما الضلالة الثالثة فهي تقديس المشايخ وتنزيههم عن الخطأ. وأما الضلالة الثالثة فهي تقديس المشايخ وتنزيههم عن الخطأ حتى صار بعض الناس يظن أن الحق يمكن أن يتعدد، بل صار عند بعضهم كمال الدين لا يخرج عن عباءة بعض الشيوخ ولا يخرج عما عند بعض الشيوخ. قال الله تعالى اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. نعم.
And the third misguidance here, as the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, is to glorify or think of some of the scholars as being holy, and they are infallible, they're clear and free of any sin or any mistakes. Again, the third misguidance is to glorify or think of some of the people of knowledge as being holy and they are clear and free of any mistakes. So much so that some of the people think that the truth, that the haq, can come from many sources. But it also became with some of them, or some of them were, started thinking that the perfection of the religion, that the perfect religion cannot be outside the cloak of some of the scholars. The perfection of the religion cannot be outside the cloak or the garment of some of the scholars, and will never come out from other than those scholars, or some of the scholars, will never come out from other than some of the scholars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and follow what have been revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow from other than Him, awliya, in the form of awliya or close friends, few of you, or few that you would remember, or little that you remember. Again, follow what have been revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow from other than Him, awliya, or close friends, little that you may remember. No.
ولبيان صراط الله تعالى المستقيم في ذكر شيء مما ترد به هذه الضلالات الثلاث كان لابد من ذكر أصول مهمة يحتاجها طالب العلم ويستنير بها في طريق السير إلى مولاه سبحانه وتعالى وقد جاءت هذه المحاضرة ببيان شيء من ذلك بحول الله سبحانه وتعالى فأسأل الله الكريم أن يوفقني لما يحبه ويرضاه.
And to clarify, the path of Allah Ta'ala, the straight path of Allah Ta'ala, in remembering some of what we talked about of those three misguidances, it became a must to mention certain fundamentals that a student of knowledge needs and use it as a light for him upon the path towards his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this muhadara, this lecture, have came to clarify some of that by the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah al-Kareem, the most generous, to give me success to what He loves and what He's pleased with.
الأصل الأول أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد بين للناس سبيل الحق وطرق معرفته قال الله تعالى قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم فالنور هنا هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والكتاب المبين هو القرآن الكريم فكان ذلك دليلا على الكتاب والسنة نعم.
And the first fundamental or first foundation that we'll talk about is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have clarified to the people the path of the truth and the way to know the truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it has been revealed to you from Allah, a light, in a clear book, with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whoever follows His pleasure to the path of salvation, and take him out of the darkness to the light with His permission, and guide him to a straight path. The light here is Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And the clear book is the Qur'an al-Kareem, is the Honorable Qur'an, the Book of Allah. So by this ayah, it became a proof for the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No.
وفي هذه الآية في قوله سبحانه وتعالى يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام أي يهدي الله سبحانه لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وبكتابه الكريم الذي هو القرآن وقوله من اتبع رضوانه أي اتبع رضا الله تبارك وتعالى باتباع القرآن والسنة فمن فعل ذلك فإن الله سبحانه يهديه إلى سبل السلام وهي الطرق الموصلة إلى السلام والله سبحانه هو السلام والطرق الموصلة إليه هي سبل السلامة والنجاة من الفتن والضلالات نعم
In this ayah, in this verse of the Quran, in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guides whoever follows His pleasure to the path of salvation. Meaning that Allah guides subhanahu by His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by His honorable book, the Quran. And His statement, whoever follows His pleasure, meaning whoever follows the pleasure of Allah by following the Quran and Sunnah. So whoever does so, Allah will guide him to the path of salvation, to the path of salam. That is the way that will reach you to the salvation or as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-salam. And the path that will take you to the path of al-salam and saved and being saved from all trials and tribulations as well as misguidance.
نعم. نعم. إذا كنت تتكلم سريع الله يحفظك فأخبرني الله يبارك فيك.
لا تمام الحمد لله. بارك الله فيك.
طيب. وإياك. طيب يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به فلن تضلوا أبدا. كتاب الله وسنتي قال الإمام الشاطبي رحمه الله ولقد زل بسبب الإعراض عن الدليل والاعتماد على الرجال أقوام خرجوا بسبب ذلك عن جادة الصحابة والتابعين واتبعوا أهواءهم بغير علم فضلوا عن سواء السبيل نعم
The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said I laughed amongst you that if you hold on to it you will never be misguided after me That is the book of Allah and my sunnah. Al-Shatibi, rahimahullah, said, And those have been humiliated because of turning away from the proof and because of relying upon certain men. They deviated away because they chose to be far from the path of the companions and the generation after the companions, the tabi'een. And it chose to follow their own desires without any knowledge. So they became misguided from the straight path.
الأصل الثاني وجوب تقديم الكتاب والسنة على الرأي والعقل والقياس. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. قال سفيان الثوري: لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله بقول ولا فعل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينزع العلم بعد أن أعطاكموه انتزاعا. إن الله لا ينزع العلم بعد أن أعطاكموه انتزاعا، ولكن ينتزعه منهم مع قبض العلماء بعلمهم، ولكن ينتزعه منهم مع قبض العلماء بعلمهم، فيبقى أناس جهال يستفتون فيفتون برأيهم فيضلون ويضلون فيضلون ويضلون. الحديث متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. قال عبد الرحمن العنبري: كل من ذهب إلى مقالة ففزع منها إلى غير الحديث فإلى الضلالة يصير. قال: كل من ذهب إلى مقالة ففزع منها إلى غير الحديث فإلى الضلالة يصير. نعم.
And the second foundation or second fundamental is that a must to bring the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam above and beyond the opinion, the intellect, and the analogy of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, do not bring forward between the hands of Allah and His Messenger, and fear Allah. Verily Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, when Allah mentioned in the ayah, do not bring forward between the hands of Allah and His Messenger, that refers bring anything above and beyond the statement of Allah and His Messenger, any statement or any action. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily Allah does not take the knowledge after He has given it to you by taking it away from you, but rather He will take it from you along with taking away the lives of the scholars and the knowledge. So remains amongst the people those who are ignorant, that when they're asked for a fatwa or a verdict, they will give a fatwa or a verdict with their opinions or based upon their opinions. And they think, and they will misguide the people, and they will be themselves misguided. They will misguide the people, and they will think, or they will misguide themselves along with that. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Muslim, and the text that we just translated is from al-Bukhari. Abd al-Rahman al-Ambari said, whoever have chosen a statement other than what have been revealed in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he has chosen to be misguided, walking upon that, or he has chosen to walk to the misguidance. Again, whoever have chosen a statement other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and went to that statement, then he is walking to the misguidance. Now.
الأصل الثالث وجوب فهم الكتاب والسنة بفهم السلف الصالح. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والخيرية هنا أقول الخيرية هنا هي في الاعتقاد والقول والعمل. قال الإمام ابن رجب رحمه الله: فالعلم النافع من هذه العلوم كلها ضبط نصوص الكتاب والسنة وفهم معانيها والتقيد في ذلك بالمأثور عن الصحابة والتابعين وتابعيهم في معاني القرآن والحديث وفيما ورد عنهم من الكلام في مسائل الحلال والحرام والزهد والرقائق والمعارف وغير ذلك. نعم.
And the third fundamental, or the third foundation, is it's a must to understand the book and the sunnah through the understanding or using through or upon the understanding of the pious predecessors. It's a must to understand the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the understanding of the pious predecessors. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The best of the people is my generation, then those who come after them, then those who come after them." The preference here, the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, I say the preference is in i'tiqad, in belief, and in the statement, as well as in action. The statement here, or the preference here, refers to al-i'tiqad, the belief, as well as a statement in action. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah said, "Beneficial knowledge, from all of the beneficial knowledge that mankind has, comprises of knowing the text of the book and the sunnah and understanding the meaning of the text of the book and the sunnah and be upon that in action, statement and belief, as well as what have been narrated from the companions and those who followed them from at-tabi'een and those who followed the tabi'een from the next generation. In the meaning of the Qur'an and the Hadith, in regards to the meaning of the Qur'an and the Hadith, as well as what has been narrated from them, in the matters of what is permissible and what's not permissible, what's impermissible, in the matters of frugality, matters of softening the hearts, matters of knowledge, and knowing all facets of knowledge, and other than that." Now.
الأصل الرابع وجوب معرفة أن الحق يكون في فهم السلف الصالح أو مع من دل على فهمهم. وجوب معرفة أن الحق يكون في فهم السلف الصالح أو في فهم من دل على فهمهم، وهم العلماء الذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. قال الله تعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. الله سبحانه وتعالى أخبر في هذه الآية أنه قد رضي عن من اتبع المهاجرين والأنصار، وأعظم الناس اتباعا للمهاجرين والأنصار هم العلماء فكل من دل على فهم نصوص الكتاب والسنة بفهم السلف الصالح كان ممن سلك واتبع سبيل المهاجرين والأنصار. ولذلك صح في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن الفرقة الناجية: هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. فكل من كان قريبا منهم في الاعتقاد والعمل والقول، كل من كان منهم قريبا في الاعتقاد والعمل والقول كان أقربا إلى النجاة بإذن الله تعالى. نعم.
And the fourth foundation or fundamental, it's a must to know that the truth is an understanding or being upon the understanding of the pious predecessors or anybody that's upon that understanding. Again, the fourth foundation here is a must to know that the truth is an understanding or being upon the understanding of the pious predecessors or anybody indicated the same understanding as the pious predecessors, that is the scholars of this religion that have followed the first generations in ihsan or perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the first generations from the muhajirin wal ansar, from those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and those who assisted and abided the Prophet, and those who migrated in Medina, and those who have followed them in perfection or upon ihsan, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the religion of Allah. And Allah prepared for them Jannat, paradise, heavens, under which rivers were run through. خالدين فيها for eternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated in this ayah that He is pleased with whoever followed al-muhajirin al-ansar, al-muhajirin and al-ansar. And the best people in following al-muhajirin and ansar are the scholars. So whoever indicated the understanding of the text of the book in the sunnah according to the understanding of the pious predecessors is and from those who have taken the path and followed the path of al-muhajirin and al-ansar. This is why it's been authenticated in the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said about the safe sect that whoever is upon what I am upon today and my companions is upon. And whoever, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, is close to that understanding in belief, in action, in a statement, is closer to the salvation and the security and safety by the permission of Allah. No.
الأصل الخامس هو في وجوب اعتقاد أن الحق لا بد وأن يكون هنالك من يدل عليه في كل زمان. وجوب اعتقاد أن الحق لا بد وأن يكون هنالك من يدل عليه في كل زمان، ولا يمكن أن يكون هنالك زمان لا يوجد فيه من يدل على الحق، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل كتابه وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم سائقا إلى رضوانه، وما غمض من ذلك فلا بد وأن يكون هنالك من يدل على بيانه. نعم.
And the fifth foundation, that we must believe that the truth is always there in every time. The truth is there in every time, in every generation. Or it's a must to believe that there's always somebody that's indicating of the truth or guiding the people to the truth in every time and every generation. And it's not possible that you would have a time or a generation or a century in which there's no person guiding the people to the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His book clear and pure. And He made His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guiding and driving the people to His pleasure. And whoever have closed their eyes from that, and whoever have been, or whoever have closed his eyes from that, هذه ما فهمها. شيخنا أنا في آخر الكلام في شيء عندي مش مزبوط. قلتم ولا يمكن هنالك فهمان ولا يمكن هناك زمان لا يوجد فيه ما يدل على الحق. هذه مفهومة. لأن الله جعل كتابه مبين. مزبوط. ونبي سائقا إلى رضوانه. مزبوط.
جعل كتابه الكريم وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم سائقا إلى رضوانه.
نعم. ولكن بعد أن كتبت عندي أظن في خطأ. وما غمض عن ذلك فلا بد أن يكون هناك على بيانه.
من يبينه؟
فلا بد أن يكون.
أو من يدل على بيانه؟
من يدل على بيانه؟ طيب. I stand corrected. The last part of this, and I'm going to repeat it to make sense of it in English. And there's no such thing as a time or a century or a generation in which there's no person guiding the people to the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His book clear. And His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the driver or driving the people to His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever turns away from that, or whoever closes his eyes to this, must remember there is always somebody who indicates or guiding the people to the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now.
قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله قال فإن الأرض لن تخلو من قائم لله بحجة فإن الأرض لن تخلو من قائم لله بحجة لكي لا تبطل حجج الله وبيناته. نعم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said verily we have revealed الذكر, we have revealed the remembrance of the book of Allah, and verily we are to preserve it, and verily we are to preserve it. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, Sheikh al-Islam, he said, the earth will never be void of somebody who is establishing the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth will never be void of somebody who is establishing the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that the proofs and the clarity upon the proofs will never disappear. Now.
قبل الإكمال الله يحفظك ما أدري كم عندنا من الوقت.
الأخ يوسف
على ما يبدو أن الكلام يطول. الله المستعان.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. أنا ما معي حتى الساعة أمامي. أخ يوسف يسمعني؟ ما أعرف يا شيخ يعني, بس أظن معنا بعد من الوقت. هي الساعة كم عندكم الآن؟
أنا ما في بأس عندي إن شاء الله. عندنا الآن 10:30 بتوقيت الإمارات.
10:30 يعني علينا نكون حوالي 2:30. نعم أظن عندنا على الأقل نص ساعة كمان, والله أعلم.
طيب خير إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله.
طيب انتهينا من الأصل الخامس.
نعم جزاك الله خير.
نعم. الأصل السادس هو في وجوب معرفة أنه وإن كان العلماء هم الذين يدلون على الحق, و ولكن ذلك لا يعني أنهم لا يمكن أن يخالفوا الحق ولو في مسألة واحدة، وهذا بالطبع البشري، هذا بالطبع البشري الذي خلق الله الناس عليه، وليست العصمة لأحد بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى: إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء، إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون. فدلت هذه الآية على أن من اعتقد في شخص سواء كان من العلماء أو غيرهم أنه لا يخرج الحق عن أقواله وأن كل ما يقوله هو حق، فإنه من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: ومن نصب شخصا كائنا من كان، قال ومن نصب شخصا كائنا من كان فوالى وعاد على موافقته في القول والعمل، فوالى وعاد على موافقته في القول، وقال في القول والفعل، في القول والفعل، فهو من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا، فهو من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. انتهى كلامه. وانظر إلى قوله: شخصا كائنا من كان. ولما تكلم عن الموالاة والمعاداة قال: في الموافقة في القول والعمل، أو على الموافقة في القول والعمل. فإن الموالاة والمعاداة قد تكون على الأشخاص مع تفاصيل ليس هذا بيانها أو موضع بيانها، لكن بالنسبة للأقوال التي تصدر عن الأشخاص فإن من والى وعاد على أقوالهم وأفعالهم فهو كما قال شيخ الإسلام، فهو كما قال شيخ الإسلام: من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. نعم.
And the sixth fundamental, or the foundation number six, is it's a must to know that even though the scholars are those who are guiding the people to the truth, that doesn't mean those scholars are infallible. That does not mean that the scholars cannot themselves go against the truth even in one single matter, or may go against the truth even in one single matter. And this is from the way or the manners or the natural disposition of mankind altogether that Allah have created the people upon. That infallibility or being clear and pure of any mistakes or sin is not for anybody after the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, infallibility, or being clear and pure of any sin or mistakes, is not for anybody but the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Ta'ala said, that verily those who have broken up the religion and became sects and groups, you are not to be from amongst them. You are not to be from amongst them, but rather their affair is returned to Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him of what they used to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him of what they used to do. This ayah indicated that it is impossible regarding any human being, even if he was from the scholars or other than the scholars, that that person stays upon the truth 100% in his statements. And it's impossible for any human being again, even if he was from the scholars, that everything he says is the truth. And whoever think otherwise, he is from those who have broken up their religion and became sects and groups. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, شيخنا كلام ابن تيمية يبدأ ومن نقض ولا ومن نفض
نفض نون ثم صاد ثم باء
وإيش معنى كلمة نصد
يعني جعل شخصا سائل من كان يوالي ويعادي عليه في هذا المعنى.
طيب جزاك الله خير ابن تيمية رحمه
لكن نفضه نعم
اتفضل أنا آسف.
طيب يعني من نصب شخصا يعني جعل هذا الإنسان هو كمن يعني قصده قصدا فجعله ممن يعني لا يخرج الحق عن موافقة أقواله وأفعاله يعني قصده قصدا بهذا النصب وبهذا الجعل.
جزاك الله خير. ابن تيمية رحمه الله said after I got some clarity from the Sheikh on the meaning of the word in Arabic, he said, and whoever have chosen a specific person, whoever that person may be, and he chose his allegiances as well as his enemies based upon what agrees with that person in action as well as in statements, he becomes from those who have broken up the religion and became sects and groups. Again, whoever have chosen a person, whoever that person may be, and it chose his enemies, or those who declares allegiance with, or those who are friends of his, based upon the statements of that person, or based upon the action and the statement of that person, then he becomes from those who have broken up the religion and became sects and groups. Look at the statement, as the Sheikh said, and here comes the end of Ibn Taymiyyah's statement. The Sheikh Hafidhullah said, look at the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah. He says, whoever chosen a person, no matter what that person is, whoever chosen a person, no matter what that person is. And when he talk about enemies and friends, or being a friend or being an enemy, he said, agreeing in action and statement. He said agreeing in action as well as in a statement. Then being a friendly of somebody, being a friend of somebody, or being an enemy of somebody may be based upon characters, along with certain details that is not the time or the place to discuss. Again, being a friend or an enemy of somebody may be based upon certain characters, along with details that is not the place or the time to discuss. As to the statement, that may come from those who you base your belief, wal'iyadu billah, or base your statements upon, and take whoever follows them as enemy or friend, that is not correct. That is not correct. As to again, the statements that may come from some of the people, based upon who they take a friend and who they take an enemy, based upon their statements or actions. Then he is, like Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, will become from those who have broken up the religion and became sects and groups. Now.
قال الطبري رحمه الله تعالى الإمام ابن جرير الطبري قال فكل من فارق دينه الذي بعث به صلى الله عليه وسلم فكل من فارق دينه الذي بعث به صلى الله عليه وسلم من مشرك ووثني ويهودي ونصراني ومتحنف مبتدع ومتحنف مبتدع قد ابتدع في الدين ما ضل به عن الصراط المستقيم ومتحنف مبتدع قد ابتدع في الدين ما ضل به عن الصراط المستقيم والدين القيم ملة إبراهيم المسلم فهو بريء من محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومحمد بريء منه وهو داخل في عموم قوله إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء انتهى كلامه وقوله متحنف مبتدع يعني مائل إلى البدعة مائل إلى البدعة نعم
الطبري الإمام ابن جرير الطبري رحمه الله said so whoever became upon or against whoever became against what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with whoever that person is upon shirk or polytheism or upon worshiping idols or a Jew or a Christian or even a mutahannif mubtada and we'll explain that word later a person that's upon Islam but deviation upon deviation Islam then that person or all of those have innovated in the religion of Allah what will misguide them from the straight path. All of those have innovated in religion of Allah, what have misguided them away from the straight path, and upon from the precious religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was Muslim alayhi salam, then he is innocent of Muhammad, is clear and free of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Muhammad is innocent or clear and free of him. And he is from those that go under the general meaning of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who have broken up the religion and became sects and groups, you are not, O Muhammad, to be from them. Or you are not, O Muhammad, to be upon anything from them. And the statement here, mutahannif mubtada, as the Sheikh said, meaning somebody who's leaning towards the innovations, somebody who's leaning towards bid'ah.
نعم. الأصل الذي يليه هو في أن من استبان له الدليل من الكتاب والسنة فإنه لا يتركه لقول أحد كائنا من كان فإنه لا يتركه لقول أحد كائنا من كان بل يتبع الكتاب والسنة بل يتبع الكتاب والسنة، وإنما تقليد المشايخ يكون لمن لا يستطيع أن يصل إلى الحق من غير طريقهم، كحال عامة أو العوام من الناس، كحال العوام من الناس. ودليل ذلك قول الله تعالى: فقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيل. وقال سبحانه في ذم المشركين: قال إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على آثارهم مقتدون. قوله على أمة أي على ملة ودين. إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على آثارهم مقتدون. وفي الآية الأخرى: إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على آثارهم مهتدون. وقال سبحانه: اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى: وليس عند أكثر الناس سوى رسوم، وليس عند أكثر الناس سوى رسوم تلقوها. قال: وليس عند أكثر الناس سوى رسوم تلقوها عن قوم معظمين عندهم، عن قوم معظمين عندهم، ثم لإحسان ظنهم بهم قد وقفوا عند أقوالهم، ولم يتجاوزوها فصارت حجابا لهم. وأي حجاب؟ فصارت حجابا لهم وأي حجاب. والرسم، انتهى كلامه. أقول: والرسم هو الأثر، الرسم هو الأثر، يعني آثار تلقوها عن قوم معظمين وقد أحسنوا ظنهم بهم فوقفوا عند أقوالهم ولم يتجاوزوا عن هذه الأقوال. فصارت هذه الأقوال حجابا لهم عن الحق. نعم.
And the next foundation or fundamental here is: whoever tried to seek the proof from the book and the sunnah, he should never ever leave it for the statement of anybody else, whoever that person is or may be. But rather, he must follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As to blindly follow the scholars, is only from those who cannot reach the truth except from the way of the scholars, like the layman or the general public of the Muslims. And the statement is from the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said, "And they said, O our Lord, we have obeyed our masters and our seniors, So they misguided us away from the path. So they misguided us away from the path. And subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in looking down at the people of shirk or people of polytheism, or criticizing them, he said, we have found our fathers upon a nation, and we are upon their footsteps to be led. We found our fathers upon a nation or upon a religion, and we are in their footsteps walking, per se. And his statement upon a nation meaning upon a belief and a religion. His statement upon a nation means upon a belief and a religion. Again, we have found our fathers upon a religion, and we are in their footsteps walking or taking the same path. And also another ayah to the same meaning, we have found our fathers upon a nation or upon a religion, and we are upon their footsteps taking the same path. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow what have been revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow other than him awliya. Do not follow other than him awliya, or as close friends. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and it's not to the majority of the people anything but inscriptions or drawings or revelations or anything that may have some religious significance, except that they have taken from those who have been looked at with great respect from amongst them. Then because of their having good thoughts of those people that came before them, have stopped at the same thing they inherited from them, from their statements, and didn't go beyond those statements. So it became a veil upon them. It became a barrier upon them. And what kind of barrier that is, wal-iyadu billah. Here comes the end of the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim. And as I explained, the Shaykh said, hafidhahullah said, an ar-rasm or rusum, that the most of the people follow or have and take as a religion, is the statements of those who came before them. Meaning, athar, that they have taken from people that they glorified or looked at as holy before them, and they have had good thoughts of them, so they stopped at what they stopped at and didn't go beyond their statements. So these statements of theirs became a barrier for them, or a barrier between them and the truth. Now. كما تحب يا شيخنا يعني تحت أمرك
الله يبارك فيكم يعني إن تركنا شيء من المجال إن كان فيه شيء من الأسئلة
ممكن نسأل
وإن أحببتم الله يحفظكم يعني أن يعني نكمل في مجلس آخر لعلنا بحول الله لأن الكلام على المسألة يحتاج أنا قدمت من مقدمات لكي تكون يعني بيان لما بعدها فلعل المقدمات أخذت شيئا من حب الكلام في على باقي المسائل
طيب as the Sheikh stated حفظه الله he said maybe we are taking too long because the subject matter necessitated or made it necessary to go through certain introductions and those introductions have taken longer than we expected so if there's any questions that we would like to take from those who are listening from the audience and maybe we can continue the subject matter in another class brother Yusuf can probably benefit us with this طب دقيقة واحدة يا شيخنا الأخ أظن لأنه لازم يغير شوية في الخطوط.
طيب.
If brother Yusuf is hearing us, he can give us some feedback on this. طب شيخنا يعني أنا أرى والله أعلم الذي ترى يعني كما تحب نستمر أو نتوقف يعني يرجع إليكم يا شيخ.
الله يبارك فيكم يعني ترون نكمل نستمر الله يحفظك
يعني كما تحبون أنا تحت أمركم لأن ما أسمع شيء من الأخ المسؤول ف وأظن
أنا ما ودي الله يحفظك أنك نعم
تفضل أنا سمعكم
مقصد الله يحفظكم أن الكلام قد يعني
يطول
يبعث على الإخوة شيء من التعب وخصوصا عندهم محاضرة أخرى مع الشيخ خالد.
نعم هو المحاضرة الشيخ خالد حسب معلوماتي إن شاء الله الساعة 3:30 بتوقيتنا وأنا ما أعلم الوقت الآن الوقت كم الساعة هنا لسه عندنا حوالي يعني نصف ساعة على قدوم الشيخ خالد فالأمر يرجع لكم يا شيخ هنا الآن الساعة 2:55 والمعاد الساعة 3:30 مع الشيخ خالد.
طيب طيب خيرا إن شاء الله لكن أنا بودي الله يحفظك أنا مقصدي أن يعني مدام إذا كنا نتوقف هنا
نعم
لكي يترابط الكلام مع ما بعد الله يحفظك
خلاص
فنجعل إن شاء الله الكلام ما بعد إن شاء الله متواصل إن شئتم إن شاء الله يعني نجعل مجلس آخر
إن شاء الله
لكي إن شاء الله يترابط الكلام لأن غالبا نأخذ أكثر من نصف ساعة إن شاء الله.
بارك الله فيك يا شيخنا بارك الله فيك يعني إحنا تحت أمركم.
آمين وياك
جزاكم الله خير
إن شاء الله يتقبل منا ومنكم.
آمين يا رب العالمين آمين جزاكم الله خير وسلامنا لجميع طلاب العلم عندكم بالنيابة عن الشباب في أمريكا وتوبيغ وترينيداد.
طيب يبلغ السلام جزاكم الله خير أبلغ السلام لجميع الأخوة الله يحفظكم.
عليكم وعليكم السلام أجمعين جزاكم الله كل خير. طيب الشيخ حفظه
وإياك بارك الله فيك
وإياك الشيخ حفظه الله have indicated the matter will take more than half hour to finish since introduction took so long to clarify the matter and inshallah we'll continue this another class when the brothers arrange with the sheikh and see when he will be available to do so and he concluded by giving salams to everybody and relaying the salams to everybody that you know and I took it upon myself to ask him to give salams also to all the students of knowledge on behalf of the brothers from Tobago, Trinidad as well as United States. Anything that I've said as a translator that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. And in about half hour at the most, inshallah, the brothers from Muwahideen Publications as well as Majid ibn Abbas in Georgia and other masajid in the United States, Trinidad and Tobago will be having a telelink with the Sheikh Khalid Abdurrahman of Egypt on the subject of on the subject of call to Hizbiyya versus call to Salafiyya. The subject will be call to Hizbiyya versus call to Salafiyya. So about half hour, inshallah, you can follow with the brothers in Muwahideen Publications, which is MPUBS and PALTALK or Wiz IQ. And we'll try our best to broadcast this also in Masjid al-Sahaba phone number, which is 712-432-3100. The phone number again, 712-432-3100. PIN number 191220 for those who want to listen to this in the United States on the phone. And also tomorrow, the brothers are having another telelink, Jazakumullah Khair, from Maktabat al-Muwahideen, Muwahideen Publications, with the Sheikh Al-Junaidi, I believe. Naam, Sheikh Al-Junaidi, Hafidhah Allah, on the ayah. Subhanallah, I forgot the titles. I got mixed up. And that will be about 2 p.m. Inshallah, tomorrow, that's Sunday. Also, I would like to bring the good news to everybody who is listening to Sheikh's son, Shihab al-Din, Abdul Wahab al-Banna, Hafidhah Allah, as well as Ummah Abdul Wahab, who's also a student of knowledge, the wife of the Sheikh, who will be in the United States of America, starting with Jersey, then Philadelphia, then Detroit, then Colorado, from the 5th of July till the 17th of July. So stay tuned to the information on when and where you can be with the Sheikh in person and benefit from him, as well as his son and his wife, inshallah, via the internet. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم والسلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.